Now it came to pass that 15 years did pass away, and the people began to forget those signs and wonders which they had heard. And many did form a band called the Gadianton Robbers. And this band did covenant to murder and plunder and steal and commit all manner of wickedness. And now it came to pass that Lycaonius, the governor of the land, received an epistle from the leader of the robbers, demanding that the Nephites surrender. But behold, this Lycaonius was a just man and could not be frightened by the demands of a robber. But he did cause his people should cry unto the Lord for strength.
God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, you have defended us, delivered us from war and desolation. But as sure as thou livest, except we all repent and cry unto the Lord, we will not be delivered out of the hands of these our foes, and so we cry to thee.
God of Abraham, God of Abraham, God of Isaac,
God of Isaac,
God of Jacob,
God of Jacob,
prepare ourselves,
we prepare ourselves
in the center of our land,
and we put on our
came down to battle. And when the Nephites saw the robbers approaching, they fell to the earth. And when the Gadianton robbers saw this, they began to shout with a loud voice because of their joy, for they had supposed that the Nephites were fallen with fear. But in this thing they were disappointed.
Therefore, the Nephites did receive the Gadianton robbers and